请我们看提摩太前书。
Let us open the book to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
And chapter 4.
我们从第八节念到第十节。
We want to read together from verse 8 to verse 10.
我先把中文念一遍，然后请我的弟兄用英文念一遍。
So our brother will read in Chinese first, and then I'll read in English.
操练身体，以处反手，唯独进取，凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，真是为此，因为我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is.And of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Let's bow our head in prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, we want to thank you.
给我们这样的机会，大家能聚集在你的面前。
You have gathered us together before you.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you, Lord.
因为你应许我们说。
Because you have promised us.
无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Where there's two or three gathered together in my name,
我就在他们中间。
I will be in the midst of you.
主，我们因着信，深信你在我们这。
Lord, we deeply believe that you are among us.
我们感觉我们是站在圣地。
We feel that we are standing on holy ground.
我们愿意把我们的鞋脱掉。
We really want to put off our shoes.
像奴隶一样站在你的面前。
And come before you as a slave.
愿意听你的话。
We are willing to hear thy voice.
愿意让你的灵在我们里面工作。
And let thy Holy Spirit work within us.
让你的旨意能通行在我们身上，如同在天上一样。
That your will be done in us as it is in heaven.
我们恭恭敬敬把这个时间放在你的手中。
Lord, sincerely, Lord, we do come to commit this time into thy hands.
求你说话行事。
Please, Lord, speak to us and work among us.
求你对我们每一个人的深处说话。
Please, Lord, speak to the depth of our hearts.
也求你开启我们的心求。
And Lord, we do pray that you give us understanding.
叫我们真正能把你的话接受到我们的里面。
So that truly we can receive your word into our hearts.
成为我们的生活，我们的见证。
And it becomes our life and our testimony.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢赞美主，给我们有这样的机会一同聚集。
We want to thank you and praise our Lord that He has given us this opportunity that we can gather before Him.
我知道我们的总题是操练敬虔。
I know that the topic for our conference is spiritual exercise and family.
所以今天下午我愿意与弟兄姊妹交通一节关乎操练敬虔的事。
So this afternoon, I would like to share with brothers and sisters about the spiritual exercise.
我想我们都知道操练身体是很重要的。
I think we all understand that it is important for us to have bodily exercise.
我们无论到哪里去都能看见人在哪里操练他们的身体。
Because wherever we go, we can all see that men are there doing exercise.
因为操练身体对我们是有益处的。
Because bodily exercise profits us.
今天的年轻人有许多人不够操练身体。
And this day, there are a lot of young people that have not exercised enough.
他们需要操练身体。
So they need to exercise their body.
因为没有健康的身体，我们的思想意念也不够清楚。
Because if we do not have a healthy body, then our thoughts and our will also become unclear.
但是圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible teaches us,
操练身体益处还少。
Bodily exercise profits little.
为什么少呢？
Why the profit is little?
因为操练身体所得的益处啊，是在今生。
Because the only benefit in this life with bodily exercise.
虽然在今生叫我们的身体健康，
Though in this life we have a healthy body.
但是时间不久，
But the time is short.
但是圣经给我们看见，
But the Bible reveals to us.
在我们信主的人身上，
Upon us who are believers.
另外有一种的操练，
There's another form of exercise.
圣经称它为操练敬虔。
And here the Bible says it's godly exercise.
那么敬虔还有点，敬虔在我们中国人的观念里面，
In godliness in our Chinese understanding,
在我们中国人的观念呢，敬虔是一个外面的一种的表示。
For to the Chinese, the understanding for godliness is something that's outward.
我记得多年前我在菲律宾。
I remember many years ago when I was at Philippines.
我到一个地方叫 Dagata.
I went to the place called Dagata.
我看见有一个天主堂在那里。
And I saw a Roman Catholic cathedral there.
我就走进去参观一下。
So that I walk inside to look around.
当我进到这个房子里去的时候，
And when I entered into the building,
我看见在前面呢，这个讲台的前面，
And I see that just before the stage,
有几个像在那里。
And I saw that a few statues was put there.
这几个像啊都跪在那里。
And these few images are all kneeling down.
一点也没有动作。
And I see that there's no movement there.
但是当我稍微走近一点的时候，
But as I walk closer,
我看见乃是几个修女。
But then I realized that it is all nuns.
他们跪在这个台前，
And they were kneeling before the stage.
完全没有一点的动作。
And they were so still that there was no movement.
当我看见的时候，
So when I saw this,
我第一个反应，
The first response I had,
我说这些真是敬虔。
I said, they are so godly.
但是神就提醒我。
But then God spoke to me.
他说敬虔不是外面的事情。
Because godliness is not something that is outward.
敬虔那是里面的故事。
Because godliness is something that's inward, inside story.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
说得明白一点，
To put it more clearly,
什么是敬虔呢？
What does godliness mean?
在原文里头，这个金钱是像神。
But in the original, the meaning is to be like God.
Godliness, 像神。
So godliness means to be like God.
但是像神不是外面的事情。
But to be like God is not just something outward.
像神是性格的问题。
Because to be like God is something in the character.
我们的神是爱。
Our God, He is love.
这是他的性格。
That is His character.
所以像神，就我们要有爱。
So to be like God, we must be filled with love.
我们的神是公义。
Our God, He is righteous.
如果要像神，我们就得公义。
To be like God, we also need to be righteous.
我们的神是信实。
Our God is faithfulness.
所以我们要像神，也要信实。
So to be like God, we also need to be faithful.
所以这个不是一个外面的问题。
So this is not something outward.
乃是我们里面的问题。
It's something that's inside us.
我记得我们年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我们要表明我们是很敬虔的。
We want to show off that we are so godly.
所以当我们走路的时候，
So when we are walking,
我们都是弯着我们的腰，
Then we'll bend our back.
我们的眼睛也不东看西看，
And our eyes will look to the left or look to the right.
以为这样就是像神。
And we thought that to be like that is to be like God.
但是不知道我们里面是多骄傲。
But we did not realize that how proud we are inside.
看啊，我们是那么的敬虔。
We want to show off that, look at us, we are so godly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
超人敬虔是里面的故事。
So godliness, godly exercise is something that's inside.
是灵里面的故事。
It's the story in our spirit.
因为我不知道弟兄姊妹对于圣经有多大多么的熟悉。
I do not know, brother and sister, how familiar you are with the Bible.
是不是原谅我要从起头说起。
So please forgive me from speaking from the beginning.
我们知道当神造人的时候。
When we remember that when God created man,
他是照着他们的形象和他们的样式。
For God was created man in His image after His likeness.
所以我们知道神造我们是像他的形象。
So we understand that when God created man, He created us to be like Him.
照着他的样式。
And also in His image.
在所有神的创造里面。
For within God's, all God's creation.
只有人是照着神的形象，神的样式而造。
It was only human man that was created in God's image and after His likeness.
我们的神是灵。
Our God is a spirit.
所以当他造我们的时候。
So when He created us.
他也赐给我们一个灵。
He also gave to us the spirit.
我们灵，人不但有灵。
So man not only have spirit,
我们也有魂,
we have the soul,
我们也有身体,
we also have the body.
灵叫我们能与神相交,
our spirit allows us to relate to God.
魂叫我们认识自己,
and the soul so that we can know ourselves.
身体叫我们与世界思维的环境接触。
So our body allow us to be in contact with the world and the outside.
我记得多年前。
I remember many years ago.
在俄国有一个 cosmonaut.
And in Russia, there was cosmonaut.
他到太空去。
And he also went to the space.
当他回来的时候。
And when he returned from space.
他就告诉世界上的人。
And he told the people in the world, say.
他说根本没有神。
He said, there is no God in space.
他说因为我到太空了。
He said that because I've been to space.
我四围一看。
And I look around.
我不见有神。
And I cannot see God anywhere.
所以没有神。
So therefore there is no God in space.
但是我们都知道这个话是笑话。
And we know that this is just a joke.
因为神是灵。
Because God is a spirit.
你要与他相交必须要有灵。
If you want to communicate with him, you need to have the spirit.
你用你的天然肉体来认识神是不可能的。
If you use your natural body and try to see God, it's impossible.
我们的神是灵。
Our God is a spirit.
所以他造我们的时候也赐给我们一个人的灵。
So when he created us, he also gave to us a spirit.
但是可惜当人犯罪的时候。
But unfortunately, when man sinned,
人的灵就死了。
The spirit of man died.
死不是意思说这个机构就没有了。
When we say it's died, it does not mean the spirit is gone.
这个死的意思就是与它相合的环境失去了联络。
It means that we have lost our union and communion with God.
我们的神是灵。
Our God is spirit.
灵，我们人的灵就是它这个相合的一个环境就是神。
And so, when our spirit is united with God, then that is the condition.
因为人有灵，所以能与神是灵能相交。
And because man has a spirit, so man can have communion with God.
但是我们都知道。
But we all know.
神说，你犯罪的那一个日子，你就死了。
For God told men, say, the day that you sin, you shall die.
但是亚当夏娃吃了禁树的果子，当天没有死。
But after Adam and Eve taken the fruit that was forbidden by God, on that day they did not die.
他们不但没有死，他们活到很长久。
Not only that they did not die, but they also lived a long time.
不但他们活了几百年。
They lived more than hundreds of years.
并且他们生儿养女。
And they also beget children.
表明说他们的魂也是活得很久。
That which means that soul also lived for a long time.
难道神的话不准确吗？
Is that God's word not accurate?
我们知道神的话句句都是正确。
We know that every word of God is settled.
所以当我们的先祖犯罪的时候。
So when Adam and Eve sinned,
什么在他们身上死了？
So which part in them have died?
就是他们的灵死了。
Is their spirit have died?
这个死了并不是说这个机构就没有了。
It does not mean that the spirit is disappeared and gone.
这个机构还在那里。
The spirit are still there, the faculty is still there.
但是它与社会的环境就失去了联络。
But he have lost that condition of being connected with God.
这个我们很容易证明。
And this is so easy to prove.
尤其在中国。
Especially when in China.
我们在中国常常碰到邪灵的事情。
Because in China, we often saw evil spirit.
虽然犯罪的人不能与公义的神相交。
Though men that have sinned cannot have communion with God.
但是犯罪的人可以与邪灵相交。
But the sinner can yet have fellowship with the evil spirit.
表面人的灵不是所谓的没有了。
Which proves that the spirit of man is not disappeared.
他的死就是说与他适合的环境失去了关系。
His death, it means that he have out of the right condition.
所以当我们没有信主的时候，
when we did not believe in the Lord,
我们与天上的神就失去了联络。
Then we have lost our communion with God in heaven.
我是生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
Because I born and grow in a Christian family.
在我们的家里天天有祷告。
And in our family, we have daily prayer.
我从小也学习祷告。
And so when I was young, I also learned to pray.
但是虽然我有祷告,
but though I have been praying,
但是我与神没有联络,
but I'm not connected to God.
我的祷告不过是一个外面的形式,
because my prayer are just something an outward form.
但是感谢上帝,
but I thank you and praise the Lord.
当主怜悯我的时候,
when God had mercy upon me,
我是15岁的时候梦恩得救,
because I was saved when I was 15.
我记得很清楚,
and I remember it very clearly.
当我真正向神认罪的时候,
when I repented before God,
主的宝血洗净我的罪,
the precious blood of God washed me from all sin.
神就与我开始联络,
and at that point, God was started to have communion with me.
我记得我回到我的房间,
I remember when I returned to my bedroom,
我打开圣经,
and I opened my Bible.
那是彼得后书第一章,
and it was 1 Peter chapter 1.
当我在读彼得后书第一章的时候,
and when I was reading 1 Peter chapter 1,
那一次的读与过去的读不同了,
that time when I read the Bible, it tastes so different in past times.
我觉得是我的天父在那里一句一句地对我说话,
for to me, it's like my Heavenly Father speaking to me word by word.
我与神的关系就联络了,
because my relation with God is connected.
因为我信主的缘故,他就赐给我一个新的灵,
because I believe in Him, so He has given me a new spirit.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道不知道, 我们信主的时候, 我们所得着的是什么?
Do you know when you believe in the Lord what you have received?
不错, 我们的罪得所赦免,
it's correct, our sins are forgiven.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个莫大的救恩,
for this is a great salvation.
我记得当我还没有得救的时候,
I remember before I was saved,
我有一年的功夫,
I have spent one year,
感觉自己罪孽众多,
and I feel that I was loaded with sin.
我那个时候才14岁,
and at that time I was only 14.
但是我怕死,
by that point I was a fear of God.
因为我觉得像我这样一个罪人,
because I feel that a sinner like me,
我怎么能去见神?
How can I go and see God?
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
当我蒙恩得救的那一天,
but the day when I'm saved,
我与神的关系就恢复了,
my relationship with God was recovered.
他赐给我一个新的灵,
because He now lives in my heart.
不但他赦免了我的罪,
not only He has forgiven all my sins,
并且主耶稣就进到我的灵里做我灵的生命,
because the Lord Jesus also come into my spirit to become my life.
主住在我的里面,
the Lord lives in me.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
就不是住在你的身体,
if the Lord living in you,
也不是住在你的头脑里,
is not dwelling in your head,
就是住在你的心灵里面,
for God, the Lord is the world in your spirit.
他在那里要做你的生命,
and it's there that He is be your life.
不但如此,
and not only this way,
圣灵也进到我们的灵里,
but also the Holy Spirit come into our spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面做什么呢?
So why does the Holy Spirit come to live within us?
他就是负责要看我们基督的生命在我们里面怎样能长大成人。
His responsibility is to look at our life, how we can grow in Christ.
所以这是我们在旧的时候所蒙的恩典。
So this is the grace that we have received the moment we believe.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but dear brothers and sisters,
我们不知道神所顾念我们的恩典是多大。
We underestimate how great is God's grace to us.
所以圣经说, 操练敬虔,凡事都有益处。
So the Bible teaches us godliness is profitable in all things.
不但有今生的应许, 也有来世的应许。
Not only the promise in this life, but also in the life to come.
如果我们能学习操练我们的灵,
if we can learn how to exercise our spirit.
所谓操练敬虔不是身体的问题。
So godly exercise is not about bodily exercise.
你在身体方面能表示很敬虔。
Even though through the body you can show forth you are so godly.
但是你的心里面是都误会。
But inside your heart, inside you may be very wrong.
你看那个法利赛人。
You look at the Pharisee.
他到圣殿去祷告。
He went to pray in the temple.
他在那里说神啊。
And there he said, Oh God,
我感谢你,
I want to thank you.
实在你听他的祷告, 乃是说神啊, 你要感谢我。
But if you listen to what he prayed, he was saying, God, you need to thank me.
因为我是多么多么的好,
because I'm so good.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
但是一个税吏,
that, but when the tax collector came,
他就远远地站在那里,
but he's standing afar away.
他也不敢抬起头来,
and he was not there to lift up his head.
他捶他的胸啊,
and then he was beating his chest.
他说神啊,
he said, Oh God,
可怜我这个罪人,
have mercy upon me, a sinner.
主说, 当他们回家的时候,
so the Lord Jesus said, when they return home,
这一个税吏他要蒙恩,
this tax collector will receive grace.
那个法利赛人被神弃,
but that Pharisee is forsaken by God, rejected by God.
弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天蒙恩之后,
so today, after we are saved by grace, we need to learn to exercise in godliness.
所谓操练敬虔就是操练我们的心灵。
So, godly exercise is to exercising our new spirit.
因为基督已经在我们的灵里,
because Christ already dwells within our spirit.
但是要基督的生命在我们里面长大,
but for the life of Christ to become mature and grow up in us,
就需要我们来操练我们的灵。
So then we need to exercise our spirit.
如果我们不懂怎么操练我们的灵,
if we don't know how to exercise our spirit,
我们信了主之后,
how do we believe in the Lord?
我们怎么做基督徒呢?
How do we live as a Christian?
我们做基督徒,他是依靠遗传。
Are we live like a Christian according to tradition?
他们告诉我们说,你现在是基督徒了。
And they told you that you are now a Christian.
所以你要读圣经。
So now you have to read the Bible.
那么你就去读圣经。
So you go and read the Bible.
也有人告诉你说你现在是基督徒了,
and some told you that now you are a Christian.
所以你要天天祷告,
you need to pray every day.
那么你就天天祷告,
so then you pray daily.
有人告诉你说,
and then someone else told you,
你是基督徒了,
you are a Christian.
你应当常常去聚会,
you need to gather to the meet, go to the meeting often.
就乖乖地去聚会,
and then so you obediently went to attend the meeting.
甚至有人告诉你说,
and maybe someone else also told you this.
你现在是基督徒了,
now that you are become a Christian,
你应当为主做见证,
you need to go and testify for the
那么你就去为主做见证,
Lord. So then you go and witness for the Lord.
换一句话说,
in other words,
我们做基督徒都是外面的做,
it's like being a Christian is so many outward activity.
我们灵里面有没有长大?
But is our spirit within growing?
基督的生命在我们里面有没有长大?
Is the life of Christ in us growing up?
这是一个最重要的问题。
For this is the most important question.
因为如果我们操练敬虔的话,
Because if we have godly exercise,
不但有今生的应许,
not only we have promise in this life,
也有来生的应许,
we also have promise for the life to
come. 我们今天能操练我们的灵, 我们基督的生命就在我们里面长大。
Because today, if we can exercise our spirit, then the life of Christ within us will grow up.
所谓基督徒生命的长大, 就是指着基督在我们里面显大。
So when we speak of Christian maturity, it's meaning that the life of Christ in us grow up.
不是你这个老旧的人变成一个属灵的人。
It's not that your old man becomes a spiritual man.
不是亚当变成基督了。
And it's not Adam become Christ.
亚当永远是亚当。
For Adam, forever be Adam.
但是一个基督徒生命的长大，就是基督在他里面长大。
But the maturity of a Christian is the life of Christ within them have grown up.
因着主的恩典。
By the grace of God.
你就逐渐脱离亚当。
Then slowly you will be delivered from Adam's life.
你要在基督的生命里面渐渐长大。
And then in Christ will grow up slowly.
唯有这个乃是树林的长大。
And this is growing up spiritually.
我们今天的基督徒有一个困难。
And today, Christians, we have a difficulty.
我们的头脑很大。
Our head is very big.
但是我们的脚很小。
But our feet is very small.
我们头脑里充满各种的道理。
Also, in our head, we filled it up with many knowledge.
但是在我们的生活上有多少是我们的经历?
But in our life, how much is our experience?
只有在我们的生活上有经历,
only when we can experience in life,
基督的生命在我们里面长大,
and then the life of Christ in us will grow up.
这个才是基督徒的成长。
For that is the growth of a Christian.
不是凭着我们头脑的知识有多少。
It is not measured by how much knowledge you have in your head.
那是根据基督的生命在我们里面有多大。
It is measured by how mature is Christ's life in you.
但是要基督的生命在我们里面长大。
But for the life of Christ in us to grow up,
唯一的途径 就是要操练敬虔。
So the only way we have is to exercise godliness.
那么弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做操练敬虔?
So what does it mean to exercise in godliness?
我们怎么来操练敬虔?
How can we exercise in godliness?
实在说呢,
To speak in truth,
操练敬虔是圣灵的工作。
To exercise in godliness is the work of the Spirit.
但是圣灵要做工，他需要我们的合作。
But for the Holy Spirit to do His work, He needs us to cooperate.
神的灵今天住在我们的灵里。
For the Spirit of God lives within our spirit.
他在那里做什么呢?
So what is it doing there?
他唯一的使命就是让基督在我们里面长大。
His mission is to see that the life of Christ grows up in us.
所以当我们的主要离开世界的时候,
Just before our Lord leave this world,
他的门徒非常忧愁。
And His disciples were very sad.
因为有三年之久, 他们跟随主。
Because for more than 3 years, they have been following the Lord.
主在一切的事上照顾他们。
And the Lord was looking after them in everything.
主负他们的全责。
The Lord was taking the full responsibility for them.
主是他们的保惠师。
For the Lord was their comforter.
但是主要走了。
But now the law is living.
所以这些门徒觉得像孤儿一样。
So the disciples feel that they have become orphans.
主就安慰他们。
So the law comforted. He said, I went away is for your benefit.
因为我去, 我要求父赐给我们你们另外一位报应。
For I will ask the Father to send to you another comforter.
另外一位像我一样,
and he shall be like me.
并且不同的, 我只能在你们的旁边,
but that also different because I can only beside you.
当我把你们拆迁出去的时候,
because when I send you forth, I was separated with you.
但是这另外一位保惠师,
but the comforter that shall come,
就是指着内住的圣灵,
and speaking of the Holy Spirit, indwelling Holy Spirit,
他要住在你们的里面,
he will dwell inside you.
不单是在你们的旁边帮助你们,
not only beside you to help you,
他要在你们的里面,
but he will also be inside you to guide you.
并且他永远不离开你们,
because he will never leave you.
就是你不听话,
even though you do not listen to him,
他也不离开你,
he will not leave you.
他还是忠忠心心要把基督在你里面长大,
he will faithfully to see Christ's light grow up in you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
你知道不知道,
do you know or you don't?
第一,
first point,
你有一个新的灵,
you have a new spirit,
所以可以与神相交,
so now you can commune with God.
第二,
and secondly,
在你新的灵里的生命是基督,
and in your new spirit, the life is Christ.
在你魂里面的生命还是亚当,
yet in your soul is still Adam.
但是在你灵里面的生命是基督,
but in your spirit, the life is Christ.
第三,
and the third point,
神的灵也住在你的灵里,
also, the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit.
他要负责让基督的生命在你里面能长大成人,
he will be responsible to see the life of Christ grows up in you.
那么圣灵在我们里面怎么工作呢?
So how does the Holy Spirit work in us?
祂的工作与我们的心的灵发生直接的关系,
what he works is directly affect our spirit.
所以基督徒的生活是里面的生活不是外面的生活,
so a Christian life is not an outward life, but an inward life.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天里面的生命生活有多少?
How much is our inward life today?
要测量你属灵的情形,
if to measure your spiritual condition,
不是根据你外面的活动,
it's not measuring according to your outward activity,
是根据你里面的生命,
but is measured according to how mature is your life within.
多少基督的生命在你里面长大?
How much is Christ's life have grown up in you?
这一个是属灵的长进,
for this is spiritual growth.
说起来好像很神秘,
it sounds like it's very mysterious.
但是实际地说来, 这是我们基督徒最起码天天的经历,
but in reality, this should be our daily experience.
我想如果我举一点例, 你们就清楚了,
if I give you an example, then you'll be clear.
比方说,
for example,
在你没有信主的时候,
when you haven't believed in the Lord,
你讲话很随便,
you speak carelessly,
你也喜欢讲大话,
and also you like lying,
你越讲大话, 心里越快乐,
and the more lies you speak, the more happy you feel.
但是到你信主之后,
but after you believe in the Lord,
你有没有这样的经历?
Have you experienced this?
当你与朋友们在一起的时候,
when you are there with your friends,
大家在那里谈谈笑笑说说的时候,
and everybody there was just joking and laughing around,
你这个老习惯又来了,
and then your old habit has come again. And when you are speaking, you start to exaggerate. And then you exaggerate more than what is the reality. And for example, people ask you, how many people gather with you? And you say, well, probably around 1,000. But if you look at the facts, it's wrong. But after you believe in the Lord, and when you are speaking a lot, and there's a small voice within you,
so, 听到,
you need to stop there. Because that is not the fact.
你听是听见了,
and you heard that voice.
但是,
but at the same time, you ignore it as you didn't hear.
你要继续在那里讲,
and you want to continue to speak the way you are.
但是从前你讲大话,
but before, in the past, you were so happy when speaking lies.
奇妙,
but strangely,
你今天说大话的时候,
but today, you speak the lie, inside, you lost the peace. And when you want to come before God to pray, you feel that you can't pray. And you need to confess your sin to God. And you need the precious blood of the Lord to cleanse you.
然后你神的交通就恢复了,
and then, your communion with God is restored. And then you can pray.
弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers
and sisters, and
I believe that every one of us have this experience also. If you are co-working with the Holy Spirit, and you let the Holy Spirit to touch your conscience inside, and then you are willing to repent to follow the Lord. And then your spiritual life has grown up a little bit.
你知道弟兄姊妹,
dear brother and sister, do you know this?
良心这个东西啊,
and when we speak of the conscience, it's very special.
很多没有信主的人,
and many people that haven't believed in the Lord,
你想到传福音的时候,
and when you share the gospel with them,
他说我有什么罪呢?
And you say, what sin do I have?
我凡事都凭着我们的良心做,
because everything I do in life is according to my conscience.
这个做强盗的人也能讲我是凭良心做,
and even a robber can say that I do things according to my conscience.
因为没有信主的人的良心靠不住,
because for people that do not believe in the law, that conscience is untrust.
良心的标准已经失落了,
because that the standard of that conscience is distorted.
良心的标准是谁?
Because we know the standard for the conscience is God.
今天所谓的良心,
but today, the conscience that people speak about,
是根据当时的风俗习惯,
and it's that conscience is according to the tradition and custom of that place. Because they have lost connection with God.
但是我们信主之后,
but after we believe in the Lord,
我们的良心呢,
our conscience is cleansed by the precious blood. Our conscience becomes a renewed conscience.
这个良心呢,
and this conscience within a believer will guide us. And so Paul once gave his testimony this way. And in Acts chapter
24,
when he stand before Felix, what did he say?
他说,我无论对神,对人,
and he said, herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. So dear brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒要操练敬虔,
As a Christian, we need to exercise in godliness.
就是要操练我们的良心。
We also need to exercise our conscience.
因为我们信主之后,
because after we believe in the Lord,
我们的良心就被宝血洁净了。
Because our conscience is cleansed by the precious blood.
所以圣灵就能在我们良心里面说话。
And so the Holy Spirit can speak to us through the conscience.
所以今天做基督徒的人要注意你的良心。
So today, as a Christian, you need to pay attention about your own conscience.
凡是你的良心不同意的, 你要小心。
For anything that your conscience forbids you, then you need to be careful.
凡是你做什么,说什么, 都要照着良心的声音对你说。
So whatever you say or do, you need to do it according to the, what your conscience speaks to you.
因为基督徒的良心就是神的圣灵。
Because the conscience of a Christian is the voice of God.
所以我们要学习成一个无愧的良心。
So we need to have a conscience that's blameless.
圣灵不但在我们良心上做工。
And the Holy Spirit not only works in our conscience.
圣灵也在我们的直觉里面做工。
But the Holy Spirit also works in our intuition.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们这个灵啊, 有三个主要的功用。
Because our spirit has three functions.
第一是良心。
And the first function is our conscience.
第二是直觉。
And the second is our intuition.
第三是教通。
And then the third is our communion.
什么叫做直觉呢？
And what does it mean by intuition?
这就是说,这个教导是直接在我们灵里面神对我们说话。
And it means that the God speaks to us directly from within.
不是你在外面听见。
And it's not something that you heard from outwardly.
也不是你用头脑来领会。
And it's also that you have comprehended using your brain.
在你灵的深处, 神对你说话。
And it's within the depth of your spirit that God speaks to you.
所以在约翰一书二章二十七节告诉我们。
And so in 1 John chapter 2 and 27, it tells us,
你们有着恩膏在你们的里面。
You have the anointing within you.
他在凡事上要教导你们。
And he will teach you in all things.
你们要按照恩膏的教训常住在基督的里面。
And you need to according to what he teaches you to abide in him.
弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能常常住在主里面?
How can we always abide in the Lord?
我记得我对一批年轻的弟兄姊妹曾这样地问过他们。
And I remember once I did ask a group of young people this question.
我说,我们怎么能常住在基督里?
How can we always abide in Christ?
那么有的青年人就对我说,要多多读圣经。
And some young people give me an answer saying we need to always read the Bible.
这个也是不错的。
And that's not wrong.
有人告诉我要多多祷告。
And some answer saying we need to pray more.
这个也不错。
That's also not wrong.
有人告诉我说要常常聚会。
And some say we need to gather often.
这个也不错。
That also is not wrong.
但是这些都是自己的问题。
But this is all outwardly.
真正要常住在主里面。
But to abide always in Christ.
是凭着我们要听恩膏的教训。
Is we have to listen through the anointing that teaches us.
圣灵在我们里面像一个膏油一样。
For the Holy Spirit in us is like an anointing.
所以当圣灵在我们的灵里说话的时候,
So when the Spirit speaks within our spirit,
好像一个膏油涂在你的伤口上。
It's like anointing that's put on your wound.
非常的温柔。
And it's very gentle.
但是非常的坚持。
And also is constant.
他在那里像膏油涂在你的伤口上。
And it's like the oil that applied to your wound.
那么你如果听圣灵在你里面膏油的教训。
And if you listen to the Holy Spirit at the anointing,
你就常常住在圣灵。
Then you can always abide in Christ.
比方说。
For example,
你们不信主的时候。
When you, before you believe in the Lord,
你常常喜欢到什么地方去。
And you like to go to some place.
但是你信主之后。
But after you believe in the Lord,
你也是往那个地方去。
And again, you want to go to the same place.
但是在你里面好像有个刹车一样。
But within you, it's like there is a brake.
那在那里说你是属于主。
And you know that you belong to the Lord.
那个地方不是你应当去。
And you shouldn't go to that place.
你好像个膏油在你里面涂了一下。
And it's like an anointing that has been poured on you.
你如果听圣灵在里面的膏油的教训。
And if you listen to the anointing of the Holy Spirit within,
你就常住在主里面。
Then you can abide in Christ always.
你知道我们有个不好的习惯。
Do you know we have a very bad habit?
我们是小事上啊都是自己做主。
Because we like to take charge in small things.
大事上我们才祷告。
And only in big matters, then we go and ask the Lord.
这个事情太大了我们要寻求主的旨意。
This matter is too big, we need to seek the Lord's leading.
小事我自己能 take care.
But a small thing I can take care myself.
但是圣经给我们看见。
But the Bible teaches us.
这个膏油在我们里面。
It is inward anointing.
它不但在大事上教训我们。
Not only it will teach us in big things.
小事上也要教训。
But it will also taught us in small matters.
那么如果我们顺服圣膏油的教训。
And if we obedient to the teaching of the inward anointing.
我们就常常住在主里面。
Then we can always abide in the Lord.
如果我们不听膏油的教训。
If we don't listen to the anointing.
我们与神的交通就发生了。
And then we have difficulty fellowship with God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要学习有安静的心。
We need to learn to have a quiet time.
因为当我们听见的声音外面太多了。
Because when we're hearing so many outward noise.
所以等到恩膏的教训呢涂抹我们的时候我们听不见。
And when the anointing comes into apply to us, then we can't hear that still small voice.
如果我们安静在主里面。
But if we can be quiet before the Lord,
主在我们里面说话是很清楚。
Then the Lord speaks to us very clearly.
那么不但是这样。
And not only this,
并且圣灵在我们里面带领我们与神相交。
Also, the Holy Spirit will also lead us to have fellowship with God.
你记得主在约翰福音第四章里面。
You remember that in the Gospel of John chapter 4,
他对一个撒玛利亚的妇女谈论的时候。
And when he was speaking to that woman of Samaria,
他告诉那个撒玛利亚的妇女。
And he tell that Samaritan woman,
要敬拜神也不是在撒玛利亚的基林山。
You don't worship God in Mount Gerizim in Samaria.
也不是在耶路撒冷。
It's also not in Jerusalem.
是用灵和诚来敬拜。
But you worship God in spirit and in truth.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天的敬拜神是用我们的灵来敬拜。
Today, when we worship God, we worship from the spirit.
因为只有我们的灵能与灵神的灵。
Because only our spirit can have fellowship with the spirit of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要学习操练敬虔。
We need to learn to exercise godliness.
我们要学习尊重我们良心的圣灵。
We need to learn to respect the voice of our conscience.
我们要学习安静，能听见
恩告的教训。
We need to learn to be quiet so we can hear the teaching from the inward anointing.
我们要学习用灵用诚来敬拜神。
We also need to learn to worship God in spirit and in truth.
那么我们如果有这样的操练的话，
And when we have exercised this way,
我们这个益处就非常的大。
And then we will have a great gain.
远超过我们操练身体。
Will surpass our exercise in body.
不是说年轻的弟兄姊妹不用操练身体。
It doesn't mean that the young brother and sister do not need to have bodily exercise.
你们应当操练身体。
You need to exercise your body.
但是我们既然信了主。
But now that we have believed in the Lord.
有一个操练比我们操练身体更大。
But there's another exercise which is greater than exercising our body.
就是要操练像神。
It's for us to exercise to be like God.
怎么操练呢？
And how to exercise?
就是借助我们与内住的圣灵合作。
And we learn that by our cooperation with the Holy Spirit within.
当圣灵在我们身上做工的时候，
But when the Holy Spirit works in us,
他是两造作我们属灵的情形两天。
It will work in us according to our maturity of spiritual condition.
当你幼稚的时候，
When you are still immature,
恐怕他在那里操练你的身体外面的属属气息的事情。
Maybe the way he exercises you is something that is outwardly.
然后当你长大一点的时候，他要操练你的习惯。
And then when you grow up a bit more, then you'll start to exercise about your habits.
当你再长大一点的时候，
And after you grow further,
他要操练你们的心思和意念。
And then you'll start to exercise your understanding and your thoughts.
当你再长大一点的时候，
And then when you grow even further,
他要操练你里面的爱。
Then you will exercise your love within you.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we want to thank you and praise the Lord.
这位内住的圣灵要负全责，看基督的身量在我们里面长大。
For the indwelling Holy Spirit will take the full responsibility to see the life of Christ grow up in us.
但是神做事有一个原则。
But when God works, it follows a principle.
他从来不勉强。
Because he will not force anybody.
他尊重我们的意志。
Because he respects our own will.
如果我们不同意，他不做。
If we do not submit to him, then he won't work.
所以做工的是谁？
So we can see that it's God who works.
但是同意的是我们。
But agreeing is from us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
巴不得我们今天把我们自己献上。
I just wish that today we can consecrate ourselves.
主啊，我们同意。
Say, Lord, I agree with you.
求你在我们身上做那成圣的工作。
Please do the work of sanctification in us.
叫我们能活成基督长成的圣量。
So that we can conform to the mature stature of Christ.
这样叫他的名得着称赞。
And then his name be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天下午就打一个根基，我们要学习操练敬拜。
So this afternoon we just lay a foundation that we need to have spiritual exercise.
这件事情你不必担心。
Because you don't need to worry about this matter.
因为圣灵他要负全。
Because the Holy Spirit will take the full responsibility.
你只要有一个愿意的心。
You only need to have a willing heart.
把你自己献给神。
And to consecrate and offer yourself to God.
他就要在你里面工作。
Then you will start to work in you.
叫你不再在今生，并且在哪一世有莫大的。
And that you will receive a promise for this life and for the life to come.
保罗说，
And Paul said,
我们劳苦就是为这个。
And unto this end we labor.
求愿神恩待我。
So may God be gracious to us.
叫我们真正的受领的操练。
So that we have a spiritual exercise reality.
这样不但影响我们的个人。
And it not only affects us individually,
也影响我们的家庭。
But will also affect our family.
更是影响教会。
And will also affect the whole church.
我们继续祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你为我们所预备是何等的完全。
Lord, because you have prepared so perfectly for us.
主，我们感谢赞美你，把你的灵赐给我们。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you because you've given us your Spirit.
要在凡事上教导我们。
That you will teach us in all things.
叫我们能常住在你的里面。
And so that we can always abide in you.
主啊，我们愿意把我们自己献上。
For Lord, we are willing to consecrate ourselves to you.
愿你的圣灵在每一个弟兄姊妹身上完成他的旨意。
May your Holy Spirit work within every brother and sister to accomplish your will.
叫基督的生命在我们每一个人里面长大成人。
So that the life of Christ within us will grow to maturity.
叫你的名得到称赞。
So that your name be glorified. We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.